This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes, a podcast series based on the 60 countries I visited in my first 60 years. I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, and alongside me is my husband and artist, Ron Esplin.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Ron. And together we are going to be covering, in 6 10-minute episodes, my life and travels. This is podcast 3, and decade 3 is from 1986 to 1995. What is the illustration for this podcast, please, Ron?
Well, the illustration is of Carcassonne in France. And by sheer good fortune, I also visited Carcassonne. And the thing that really attracted me, and probably you to some extent, was it was a castle with a walled castle. So, in fact, it looks rather different from many of the towns in France. And it's the walled citadel is on top of a hill. So that was for... to make sure that when they were attacked, they were able to shoot down at the poor guys at the bottom. Your country count for this decade is 5 plus 1, which is 6, taking your country count to 8. How are we going to do that? That's maths, isn't it, Julie?
Exactly. Your maths, I think.
Country number 3 is the United States of America. Number 4, the United Kingdom. 5, France. 6, Spain. 7, Monaco. And 8, the Republic of Ireland. Boy, you sure got flying then. You met Mark Dalloway at university in 1986. You both graduated in the same ceremony in December 1987 in the Dunedin Town Hall. And in January 1988, you drove to Wellington with your good friend Barry Reid, where Mark began working at the AMP Insurance. You walked the streets of Wellington, dropping off your CV at government offices, which paid off, as you're employed as one of their 3 graduates with the Ministry of Education in a payroll project. You rose to the role of training and support manager, travelled around the country training payroll officers at the education boards, and you wrote a training manual for the new payroll system. You also bought a house in Dunedin while you were still in Wellington and rented it out. You and Mark left Wellington at the end of 1991 when you flew to Los Angeles to go to Disneyland, before heading to the UK where you would spend the year with Mark's family, living with his uncle Harold and his wife Michelle. You bought a Ford Escort and travelled over to France by ferry, visiting Spain and Monaco. You visited the Republic of Ireland in the same Ford Escort, this time with good friends Jenny and Kathy. You returned home to 7 Lothian Street pregnant, got married in the April, and Zachary was born in August 1993. Sebastian was born 2 years later in August 1995. How did you meet Mark, Ju?
I met him in the public bar of the Mornington Tavern. And he was a friend of Barry's who flattered with Renuka, who I went to school with and played soccer with. So one of those Dunedin connections, really, I guess, Ron. And as... the story has already said, Mark studied commerce at Otago University along with Barry and Renuka and I, so we were all studying commerce.
You certainly said you were working for the Ministry of Education. Was there other work you were doing with them beyond the payroll work?
Well, that was a big job, Ron. It was at the time of Tomorrow's Schools, the PICO report that was implemented, and schools got individual funding, shall we say, and it meant that payroll came out of that funding and a new system had to be developed. I just loved the opportunity. I started as a computer programmer in 1988. You can imagine what that kind of involved. Not sure that I remember. At the end of that year, I got the opportunity to move into payroll liaison, which I accepted, and I began working with the payroll staff around the country. And, of course, this gave me the opportunity to explore other parts of New Zealand that I hadn't been to with Mum and Dad and the family But this time to go to Whangarei, to Napier, to Rotorua, to New Plymouth, Whanganui, all over, and work with the staff. And I just adored that, and I really loved it. And then, of course, went on to write the manual, which, as you can imagine, was a big job.
You mentioned visiting Disneyland. Now, that would be early 90s, I would imagine. What was it like in those days?
1991, we flew out of New Zealand, and our first stop on that big trip was to America. And I was so excited about going to Disneyland, and we went to go at night time because of the time that we arrived in the day, and we were going around the corner to catch the 5 o'clock bus, which left on the hour to go from the Ramada Inn to Disneyland in Anaheim. But Mark fluffed about so much tying up his shoelaces and getting his shoes on. We got round the corner and the bus was just going out of sight. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was so annoyed, as you can imagine. Anyway, we went back to the room, got back for the next bus at 6 o'clock. But what had happened in the meantime, it had got dark, and we arrived in Disneyland in the dark at Christmas time with all the lights, and it was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was like a fairyland and a wonderland, and I look back at that and very grateful that Mark fluffed about with his shoelaces so that we got to see it
what
for the
experience.
First time in the lights, yeah.
What did you, after that exciting time, what did you think about the United Kingdom when you arrived?
Well, I thought it was another Disneyland because it was just these red brick houses that were all the same. They were kind of like what you saw in Disneyland. Everything was uniform and just so pretty and so different once again to Netherby Street in Mornington, Dunedin. And I guess I just embraced all that difference and that beautiful architecture and the beautiful houses.
So you started living back in New Zealand in the house that you'd rented out initially. So it was you were the second occupants. What was it like? Tell us about Lothian Street.
7 Lothian Street was a wooden villa in Maori Hill, and a lovely, cute kind of house that I fell in love with when I walked through the door, and we ultimately went on to buy. We settled down after our year away visiting those countries, and Zach came along, and he was born in the August of 93, and of course that became our family home. Sebastian came 2 years later, and we settled in to family life, which was a change after the exciting year we'd had in 1992 in England, but very happy to do so and happy to have two lovely boys and to be living in such a great place. Thank you, Ron.
It was my pleasure. I love listening to the stories that you have to share. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to 60 Countries in 60 Minutes with that blind woman, Julie Woods, and Ron Esplin. If you'd like to contact Julie, you can do so by sending me an email, julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz, or to ronesplinartist@gmail.com. This was episode 3. We look forward to you joining us back for episode 4 next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm that blind woman, Julie Woods, proud sponsor of 60 Countries in 60 Minutes. After going blind in 1997, I said why not so many times. I am now a professional speaker, author, advocate and coach. If you're looking for someone to help you or your team turn your no into why not, then why not send me an email to julie@thatblindwoman.co.nz or phone or call me on 021 913 513. Why not?
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.